Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I haven't been forgotten,
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
That's for sure. Anyway, the Supreme Court, I don't know if you guys remember this story from way back when, but do you remember the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau? This was put in place way back when the Dems had control, Obama had control, and they decided this was going to be the group that was going to decide pretty much everything on consumer finance, you know, what the rates should be, when a law, you know, they were going to make laws, if you would, make regulations, fine you for the fine whoever for the regulations. They were on the side of the consumer, and they weren't going to answer to anybody, not even Congress. Well, that's illegal. Flat out illegal. So the Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments in the case against Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. You'll hear him referred to as the CFPB, that could knock the legs out from under the agency that's been a thorn in the side of Republicans all the way back when Warren helped create it in 08. Now, the issue, which is, this is the way to fight these things. This is why we always get, you know, somebody says it's unconstitutional. Why? I don't know, but it is. No, here's the deal. These guys have got this laid out really well. So the issue before the court is how this agency is funded. Now, remember that Congress has total control of the funds, total control of the money. So the Financial Watchdog Agency bypasses typical congressional appropriations, and it simply requires the CFPB director to make requests to the Treasury Department for funds as they need it. How do you do that without having it in the budget? How do you know how much you need? Now, the banking industry parties challenged the CFPB. They say it's unconstitutional, citing the Appropriations Clause in the Constitution. In other words, again, Congress has the oversight of money, period, end of discussion. Now, a lower circuit court ruled that the mechanism was double insulated from Congress. They didn't have to, couldn't be called in to, account for their actions. And they didn't have to go through Congress for the money. What a great agency. The Biden administration appealed to the Supreme Court to hear its arguments. Right? And they want to undo that decision, which the court announced on Monday it would do. But not on an expedited timeline. That's what they really wanted originally. Oral arguments will probably take place this fall. the lower court's ruling will hold for a while, right? The Obama-era CFPB, I keep getting it wrong, was formed in the aftermath of the 08 crash, which is really kind of funny. Because the reason they put that in place was because of all the bad things that happened to banking and consumer, you know, for consumer protection. But the reality was that they pushed this stuff through. The Democrats pushed this stuff through. Remember those no-money-down loans for homes? So, again, this was after the 08 market crash. Their whole mindset was that it would protect consumers from financial schemes. But why would you not want Congress to oversee it? Really? Now, they were given full authority to regulate banking and lending agencies. You know, we're talking credit cards and all of that. Now, the Democrat senator from Massachusetts is credited for creating the agency, although she never led it. She never did anything with it. Again, I love when they come up with these ideas for more control. They go sideways, and then they tell you they had nothing to do with them. However, she's more than happy and says not bullpucking on it being unconstitutional. Republicans have been chipping away at this for years. That's because they have lobbyists that want it gone. Yeah, the funny thing about it was that the banking debacle was all based on rules put in place by Barney Frank and team. Barney Franks was a Democrat. Still is. Was a congressman. No longer. And under their watch, the housing bubble crashed. The dollars crashed. All right, hold on. Somebody in the chat room says they're doing no money loans again. Unless they're VA veterans, I can't believe that. That's crazy. No money down car loans, no money down home loans. But you got to have a credit score of 850, right? And somebody with a credit score of 850 is not really, probably won't come in with no money down. Anyway, hopefully the Supreme Court will follow through on this. They actually will listen to it. They actually will take a look at it. In all seriousness, I mean, this is, if they follow, I mean, according to her, if they follow this law, if they follow through on this, they'll let it go back into full force. Just amazing. Joe Messina, don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts at over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's the way we fix everything. I know it's my mantra. It's my constant mantra. To get involved, to get engaged. Right? No, really. But make sure you have the right information. Then go ahead and engage. Then go ahead and make sure that you're willing to take somebody on head on if that's what you need to do. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855, like I say, 732-5563. Always watch you part of the conversation. You know, we keep talking about the Wuhan lab, this and that, and this is what we tried to tell you back then. It's not so much you go running out in the streets and screaming it at the top of your lungs, listen, 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 we're all going to die. That doesn't help anybody. It never will. Doesn't help anybody. Right? But if you just laid out, had conversations with people, laid out the reality. Where do I have my head? I just went through a chart here the other day. Oh, yeah, there you go. I think this is it. Yep, okay. So, you know, when you think about where the Dems were at, when the Democrats were asked, you know, rank-and-file Democrats were asked, how many people who test positive for COVID have to be hospitalized or are hospitalized? They thought that almost 90% of the people that got COVID had to be hospitalized. Had to go to the hospital. No question about it, they were going to die. Only 6% of Republicans thought that. Right? I mean, who's informed and who's not? Because at the time, even when they thought that, it wasn't even close to that number. And the majority of the people who were being hospitalized were older people, not younger. In January 2022, about almost 20% of Republicans polled and almost 60% of Democrats polled said that unvaccinated people should be fined. Right? You ready for this one? A little over 20% of Republicans, a little over 60% of Democrats said that we should lock the unvaccinated at home. If you want to get into it, a little over 20% and a little over 40%, below 20% of Republicans, 40% of Democrats, want you to send unvaccinated people to quarantine camps. What do you think of that? You know, take children from unvaccinated parents, for instance. Right? I mean, you have... Why would you do that? It goes to show you that they're sure that they're smarter than you. They know better than you. A little over 20% of Republicans. Can you believe this number? No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. That's not it. About 10% of Republicans. And 30, it's hard to read the chart. It doesn't have a total numbers all the way through it. And about 30% of Democrats said that we should take children from unvaccinated parents. And if you want to fine and imprison critics, not people who haven't had it or refuse to get it, these are simply critics. They say you should fine and or imprison. You got 10% of Republicans said that, and well over 50% of Democrats said that's the way to go. Can you believe that? Yeah, I told you we get to that point, that now it's jail time. If you're not doing exactly what they perceive you ought to be doing, you got to go down. That's all there is to it. I don't know about you guys, but that's scary to me. Extremely scary. 855 Real Show, 855-732-55. You know, I had a story up on my screen earlier. I don't know what happened to it. Right? And Joe B's been running around, the Democrats have been running around telling people how Republicans want to defund Medicare, they want to defund Social Security, they want to defund. Right? That's not true. It's just flat out not true. You know, the difference in funding, for instance, Medicare, right? It's the Democrats that are pulling over $3 billion from Medicare this year. They want to. Right? Joe B. wants to. How do you do that? You get up there and start telling people all the money that the Republicans want to pull from you, yet who's doing the pulling? Who's making it happen? The Democrat president. That's who's making it happen. It's just amazing. And this is what I always say to you. You have to be careful. When they say something that makes you feel uneasy because you know something's up, you're right. You're probably right. Now go look at the information. Go find it yourself. and you know, just learn. That's the best way to do it. Learn about this stuff and then speak about it to other people. All right, back at it again. Biden's economy, you're doing great. House values plummet to a worse percentage than 2008. They have $2.3 trillion lost in the second half of 2022. All right? That means as of the end of December, these things took a nosedive. Now, here got a little better in January, but that's not long term. Now, this past week, the report came out, credit card debt in the U.S. is at its highest level ever. Americans have amassed nearly $1 million in credit card debt. The rates of those credit card percentages, the rates on those credit cards are the highest they've been in decades. And you're going to tell me everything's okay? Because it's not. Inflation still sits at one of the highest rates it's been at. Wages are down. The average American family just trying to get decide: is it gas, more gas, or more food? Which one? Right? They shouldn't have to decide these things. They've got this stuff laid out. It's when the gas prices keep fluctuating. That's when it's a problem. And we've seen it around here in California. We have a summer and winter blend. On top of what's going on at the federal level, it's a problem. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. China says it may start helping the Russians with weapons for their war in Ukraine. Now, the Saudis are publicly confirming they will provide critical aid and hundreds of millions of dollars in to help with critical infrastructure fixes in Ukraine. John Kirby with the White House National Security Council says it's an important step.
We are, and we have been for the last year, asking all partners to do what they can to support Ukraine.
Back in the States, Don't count Jimmy Carter out yet.
Former President Jimmy Carter's niece says,
he's still got some time in him. I just feel like.
Leanne Smith telling Fox News that Carter is,
he's eating and talking and,
he's even making dinner requests.
They knew I made some soup today, so broccoli and cheese soup, and they texted said they want some soup.
Earlier this month, the 98-year-old former president decided to spend his remaining time at his home with his family.
Correspondent John Schaefer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Oh, God. Somebody in the chat room said they got approval. Is it Capital One? Because there's one that looks like the Capital One, but I think it's like Cap One or I don't know, whatever it is. It looks very much like Capital One. And the interest rates are like out of control. And apparently, look where they're addressed from. Because the ones that are on Indian reservations, Native American reservations, whatever you want to call them, I don't really care. But the ones that are on there, they're not bound by the same rules that the regular lending agency are bound by. And they can go 30%, 35%, 40%, doesn't matter. There's no way to stop. So read the fine print before you sign for the card. It's really that simple. Department of Justice has indicted 8 pro-life activists. Whoa. That's all cool. this is the double standard thing, right? According to, they were blocking access to Michigan abortion clinics. Now, each one of them faces up to $11,000 and, 11 years and $350,000 in fines. And that's because of what they're calling the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances, the FACE Act. Remember that one? A lot of fight going back and forth. They're going to have to amend that. They're going to have to do something to amend that. According to the court documents, Calvin Zastro, Chester Gallahan, all these people, we'll put it that way, I'm not reading them all names, are charged with engaging in a civil rights conspiracy. And with violating the FACE Act in a connection with the August 2020 blockade. So now, I mean, if they're going to jail for protesting, I don't know, without a permit or whatever, that's one thing. If they're throwing them in jail like the January 6th people, that's a whole different animal. That ain't right. And you know it ain't right. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate your time with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. These, the group underlying this, right, should not have a problem. Seriously. And they've got money. This is why you have to get behind some of these people. You have to step up. You have to be with them. You have to get behind them. Or walk side by side with them. I don't care. Some of you get all wigged out that I say, get behind them. Like I care. Now, this one here is a little weird. I don't know if you guys heard this. The Catholic bookstore files a lawsuit challenging Jacksonville law requiring it to speak against religious beliefs. Now, you got to be careful because the way things are worded sometimes always don't make sense. Or should I say, don't always make sense. The Queen of Angels Catholic bookstore sells books, crucifixes, and other Catholic resources. ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom, is representing the bookstore, explained in a statement that in everything it does, Queen of Angels is the owner, and its owner, Christy Detrude, strive to honor God and promote their Catholic beliefs. This includes through the store's website. Now, the bookstore serves all customers gladly, sells its products to anybody, but Detrude and her bookstore staff cannot speak messages that violate their faith. Ooh, they're at it again. Right? Now, they affirm that men and women are different and cannot use pronouns or titles that don't align with the customer's sex. That's according to the statement they made to the public. Detrude also wants to explain a policy in her Catholic beliefs about gender and sexuality in her store and on the store's website. But apparently doing so is illegal under Jacksonville's human rights ordinance. You know, I mean, people, we've been saying this for a long time. They're not your friends. They don't even want other people to be able to live their own life. They want you to live it. You to be part of it. You to live it. You to buy into it. You agree to it. And if you do any one of those things just because you want to get along, you're wrong. From a biblical perspective and from a life perspective. Because they'll always want more. Browbeat you into doing something and then want more no matter what. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. You know, look, it is hard to keep up with this stuff. I know it is. It makes me crazy, and I have to do it on a daily basis for you. You know? All right, more. I got so many of these stories. And they're freaky because a lot of them, you know, right on. You know, we were talking about the Clintons the other night. Somebody sent me this the next day. New York City billionaire finance CEO Thomas Lee, and a good friend of the Clintons, He's found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Now, he's a billionaire. 78 years old. Up at his swanky office in New York. And he commits suicide? Over what? What do they know? What did he know was coming out? The family went on to say they're extremely saddened by Tom's death while the world knew him as one of the pioneers in the private equity business and a successful businessman. We know him as a devoted husband, father, and grandfather. Yeah, that was anyway. So Lee was a very good friend of Bill and Hillary Clinton. And in June of 2008, following Hillary's unsuccessful presidential run, the couple stayed at his East Hampton home. I guess you got to put some of this stuff together. Billionaire financier investor, according to the New York Post, as they were reporting it, was dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And they're calling it suicide at this time. No. I'm trying to read it exactly. This got to be written by that AI thing or something. Anyway, at this time, they're calling it suicide. Well, if it was a single gunshot wound, like to the head or the chest, and he's got gun residue on his fingers, and he's done. Right? That's an easy one. But if he doesn't have the gun residue, and maybe that's what they're looking for, maybe they're waiting for Bill and Hillary to deliver it. I don't know. Hey, I'm just making a comment. So, Thursday night, I'm just going to do it tomorrow night. But Thursday, we're going to do the war on schools, on educational choice. I'm talking charter school, private schools, the whole nine. This administration is full out in a war against charter and smaller private schools. Now, when you look at the numbers over and over and over and over and over again, you find that the charter schools do so much better than the regular schools. Now, that's not true when you hear them say things like, well, that's because they don't have as many regulations as a regular public school. Nah, that's not quite true. They don't have the unions. They are definitely a little easier for them to be more creative in how they teach. But with the money and the influence and the power that the teachers union has, and I see what they set down, I see what they're trying to do and how they're trying to push you in a certain direction. Right, the money they have, you're telling me they can't influence for the good? I mean, seriously. So tired about hearing about how these schools are bad or that schools are bad, these schools don't do this. Frankly and honestly, the charter schools are doing great. They're flourishing, and not just for kids, but they're flourishing in education. Because their jobs depend on it. The teachers' jobs are, you know, again, it's a private management company usually run these things. You don't have the same protection pretty much no matter what you do. You know, it just doesn't work that way. So, again, the only way to win this, the only way to make this work, is for you guys to demand vouchers in your area, demand that your kids get school choice, demand that parents, and if you're a grandparent, you need to be in and on this fight too. You have to be, so everybody gets treated the same. 855. Remember, I'm not using the words equity, diversity, blah, 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 blah. No. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 from Real Joe, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's the way we win, is you become part of the solution. Okay? Really, that simple, really. All right. I don't even know what we were talking about. I got so many stories in front of me I want to do. I know I'm not going to get to them. Oh, the war on charter schools. Yeah. You know, the funny thing about it is when you talk about the war on charter schools, right? Why? They've done so well. Right? They've done so well to help the inner city kids. They fill that hole that they can't easily be filled by public schools. And it's just amazing. Now, the decades-long honeymoon between the Democrats and charter schools, yeah, you knew it wasn't going to last. You know the unions eventually are going to get really all ticked off, bent out of shape, and want more control. So, you know, Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, they praised public charter schools at one point in time. They thought that the innovations being made were great. They loved the no-excuse charters, that they had to do the job or else. And maybe they really thought, I don't know, I'm just guessing, but maybe they really thought that these things would fail on their own, and they would say, hey, we tried, and just prove that only traditional public schools work. Right? Now, recently, the Department of Education declared war on these charter schools. But they have no idea why. They got these crazy rules that they've come up with as a way to kill the federal charter school programs. Now, you remember I told you, when you have all this stuff going on, like the Ukrainian war and things like that, and the focus is on those, and they keep bringing you back to that, you know there's something else going on, right? So you got media attention focused on Ukraine, Senate, the whole nine yards. And when you look at the offices of elementary and secondary education, they put out a 13-page report. And in that report, you ready for this? The suggestion is that they cut off charter schools. Not keep them going, cut them off. Not try to rebuild them, not try to save them, not try to find out what's wrong in their mind. Cut them off. Right? I mean, seriously. If they care so much about kids, and the inner city kids, this should truly be a no-brainer. This should be something you don't even have to think about passing or getting behind or making happen. Anything that gets, you have five more kids across the finish line, God bless it, go for it. They don't do that. They don't like it, goes against their normal narrative, gotta go. That simple, just gotta go. God, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, as I always say. Right? All right. Yeah, Newsom. I mean, you guys throw stuff at me on a regular basis, but Newsom's out there. We're in a lot of trouble financially here in California. And Newsom's out there running for office. Yeah, you heard me. He's running for office. Try to tell me otherwise. You know that's true. He wants to be president. I mean, God forbid, if he gets in, it will be worse. And I mean worse than California is right now. Because he'll have a lot more money to deal with, a lot more he'll be able to spend and play with. And if that doesn't scare you, I don't know what will or what will kick you in the high gear. I have no clue. You know, I keep telling you, we have to take back our local. Some of you are upset that your people didn't win in the last election. And I've always say, listen, it took them forever to get there. It took them forever to get that kind of power. Took forever to make those kind of things happen. What makes you think you're going to turn it around in 10 minutes? Or with two meetings? No. It's going to take you a while. All right, good news for some of you really hardcore Republicans. Paul Ryan says, hey, I'm not showing up at the RNC if Trump is the nominee. Well, good. Don't. Yeah, not everybody likes you anyway. You know? And Joe, I'm just going to hit a whole bunch of quick ones here. I love this one with Joe Biden. I may be a white boy, but I'm not stupid. What does that mean? No, really, seriously, what does that mean? This guy is such a kick. And when you get in there, let's see if I can get this to play. Because, it never plays right the first time, right? But that's usually for me. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, whatever. I knew that was going to happen. You know what was going to happen? I knew it was going to happen. They never play the way they're supposed to. All right. Anyway, he came out. He's in the middle of a speech. People are applauding him. Right? He delivered a master class in pandering at today's Black History Month celebration. He might be a white boy, but he's not stupid. So is he telling them that all white boys are stupid? Is that what he's doing? I'm just asking. I can't think of anything else. 855 Real Joe. All right, Virginia school official says that the Battle of Iwo Jima, oh, that was even. You Americans are terrible. We don't care how many people the Japanese killed at Pearl Harbor. Right? Just amazing. Oh, I can't pronounce his name. Abrar Omiyesh, a practicing Muslim, made an inflammatory comment while discussing the Day of Remembrance, a day dedicated to Japanese Americans who were placed in internment camps during the World War II. Yeah, by the Democrats. The day of observance happened to coincide with the anniversary of the Battle of Iwo Jima, pivotal victory in the Pacific Theater. You know, again, I love these things. Because they can't get away from it, right? The historic battle is also well known, became the of Joe Rosenthal's famous photograph, raising the flag on Iwo Jima, which was a Pulitzer Prize-winning picture. Now, the photo shows six Marines. Come on, you guys have seen this, right? Where they're raising the flag on the island. Now, I've heard a different story of this, how it hit the ground, it was laying there, and they decided to put it up anyway. Just a few days ago, Japanese Day of Remembrance, Omi said that the meeting that they had at the school there, there's something for us to certainly reflect on, the days when, you know, Iwo Jima unfortunately happened and set a record for really, well, what I hate to say, it's human evil and what humans are capable of doing. I mean, does he understand what he's saying? Does he know who started the war? Does he know how many they killed? The atrocities they were committing? Right? Terrible. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, again, when these people have no understanding of history, and I told you guys this, this is why it's so important for you to know it. I mean, and the school board that they were talking at, this is what makes this crazy. The school board where they're having this discussion said that Israel was an apartheid state. I mean, really? Seriously? See, they throw stuff, I told you, they throw stuff out there hoping it'll stick, and that people will believe it to be true. But I'm glad to hear that they, you know, the rest of the class, the rest of the people in the class, stayed on task. So nobody had to read all that garbage or hear all that garbage. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, this is what I'm talking about. This is the stuff that nobody wants to say anything about. There's a Tennessee drag queen that threatens violence if kids are banned from a drag show. So that's how they deal with it. Violence. I'll beat you up. I'll kill you. I'll hit you. I'll run you over. Memphis drag queen is threatening violence if Tennessee Governor Bill Lee signs a bill that would ban children from attending drag performance. Frankly, they're already banned from it. Anything with sexual nature to it. The bill clarifies male and female impersonators as adult cabaret performers, bans adult-oriented performances that are harmful to minors, as defined in Tennessee's obscenity laws. Those who violate the law would face fines up to $3,000 and possible, don't make it possible, prison time. Make the second time mandatory prison time. Right? Anyway, drag queen Slade Kyle says that the bill's intended to strip away my rights. Well, before you strip away your clothes, maybe, in front of the kids. I don't know. Come see your house. God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate it. Appreciate your time more than you know. Don't be stupid. I'll watch you back here tomorrow.